Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help aspiring entrepreneurs turn ideas into real businesses. I'm Greg, entrepreneurship professor, serial entrepreneur, and founder coach. In each episode, I share practical insights to help you start strong and build momentum. Today's episode is called How to Build Confidence Before the Results Show Up. Let's dive in. Here's something most entrepreneurs get backwards. They wait for success to feel confident. They think confidence comes after the first sale, after hitting revenue goals, after proving themselves. But here's the truth. Confidence must come first, before the money, before the followers, before any external proof. Today, I want to show you how to build unshakable self-belief when your metrics still say otherwise. Let me share three practical frameworks that changed everything for me and countless entrepreneurs I've coached. First is what I call the evidence bank method. Your brain naturally focuses on what's missing, the customers you don't have, the revenue you haven't hit. But you must actively collect proof of your progress. Keep a running list of every small win, every skill learned, every problem solved. Review this daily, especially before important calls or decisions. Confidence isn't about being perfect, it's about remembering you're capable of figuring things out. Second is future self rehearsal. Spend 5 minutes daily visualizing yourself successfully handling upcoming challenges. This isn't wishful thinking, it's neuroplasticity in action. Mental rehearsal literally rewires your brain for confidence. Focus on the process, not just outcomes. See yourself problem solving, adapting, persisting. You're creating real neural pathways for success. Third is building your identity bridge. Start calling yourself what you want to become, even before you think you qualify. Language shapes identity. There's a profound difference between saying, "I'm building a business," versus "I'm hoping this works." Act from your future identity in small ways daily. How would a successful entrepreneur handle this email, this setback, this opportunity? When I launched my first side hustle, I had zero customers and massive imposter syndrome. Instead of waiting for validation, I started tracking every small breakthrough in my evidence bank. I also began introducing myself as an entrepreneur at networking events, even though I felt like a fraud. The turning point came when someone asked me for business advice because they saw me as their entrepreneur friend. I realized confidence isn't about having all the answers, it's about being the person who commits to finding them. Here's your action plan. Tonight, create your evidence bank. Write down 10 things you've learned or accomplished this month, no matter how small. Tomorrow, practice future self rehearsal for 5 minutes before your biggest challenge. This week, introduce yourself using your entrepreneurial identity in at least one conversation. Remember, every successful entrepreneur started exactly where you are now, with an idea and a choice. The only difference between dreamers and achievers is that achievers chose confidence first. Your results are coming, but your confidence starts today. Thanks for listening to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, helping founders build businesses bigger than themselves. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey. Until next time, start strong, build momentum, and keep moving forward.